Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. I'm running a bit late, but better late than never, and here I am. Welcome, and I am grateful to be with you tonight on the journey toward transformation. I am your host, Villa Paolo, author and inspirational speaker. My book is The 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation, and you can get that at Balboa Press as well as purchase it on Amazon. Now, I said that tonight we would start with the first devotion in my book, which is on gratitude, and that's what we're going to talk about, the transformative power of gratitude. I do want to give you some programming notes, a heads up that next week I will have an amazing man on my program. His name is Clifton McKnight. He is an author as well and a host also on Blog Talk Radio, and I will be on time, and he will be our host next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern time. And I think he is in the Central Time Zone, so it'll be 10 o'clock his time. But Clifton McKnight, author, speaker, and just in general, man extraordinaire. Now, I had said that every week we would go, I'd have a speaker and then speak for my book. But, you know, March is Women's History Month, and it's a month to celebrate women. So I have made the programming decision as the executive to have women's topics that month, or topics that would be empowering to women. And so I'm going to have some special guests, and we are going to talk about things that are important to women. So not children and not cooking and not losing weight, but we're going to talk about sex. And so I'm going to have some experts on that. We're going to have some experts talk about how to take care of yourself sexually. I think the other thing that women need to do is we need to get our finances together. And so I'm going to have someone come on and talk about your credit so that we can talk about some real topics. Maybe I'll be able to weave in something about my book, but we really need to talk during Women's History Month about those issues that are important to women's health, your sexuality, your finances, and your communication. What is your support group? Are you by yourself? So all those issues will be covered in March. Now, of course, February, we will talk about love, being that it is Valentine's month. But again, tonight, we are going to talk about the power of gratitude. Next week, our amazing guest will be Clifton McKnight, and he'll talk about his book and other things. And so let's just take a minute to gather ourselves to breathe in deeply. And to get focused. So as I said, I am the author of a book, 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation. And the first devotion in my book is on gratitude. And the last devotion in my book is on gratitude. Because for me to live a life that is transformative, and to express yourself in a way that is transformative, to have transformative thinking, transformative actions, and transformative self-expression, gratitude needs to be the bookends. It needs the beginning of how you begin your day and how you end your day. The beginning of how you, the foundation of where you come from as a person, it's gratitude. If you go to Google or Bing and you put in gratitude quotes, you will be overwhelmed with the amount of quotes about gratitude. It is a topic that is coming to the forefront, that as gratitude, the simple and most basic concept of gratitude is that gratitude gives you the eye to see the good, and like attracts like. So as you begin to see the good and be grateful for the good and to speak about that good and to acknowledge it, you are making room for and opening yourself to receive more good. That is what gratitude can do. It is for any time I work with someone as their coach, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to have a gratitude journal. They're going to write down what they're grateful for, because oftentimes the situation that they're in their life is because they've lost their focus. They're so busy looking at what they don't have. They're so busy looking at what's not going right, where for too many of us, that's about 5% of our reality. and 95% of our life is very good. And to get that focus and to see it. And then, like President Kennedy said, it's not good to be grateful if you don't express it and then live accordingly. And so tonight we're going to talk about the transformative power of gratitude. So I'll begin by reading from the first devotion in my book, Gratitude. Here's a quote. Gratitude is not only the greatest of the virtues, but the parent of all others. The conversation went a bit like this. I said, one way to improve things is to be grateful for what you have. He said, I have nothing. I said, you have a voice to say I have nothing. You have a job and a healthy body for that job, which you have. You have a great place to live. You have five wonderful children, the love of your family. You even have a phone to talk on. He said, all that is nothing. I said, I agree. You have a whole lot of nothing. Gratitude is the rock-solid foundation of transformation. It is the catalyst and the open door for the opportunities, blessings, and challenges we require as part of the journey towards transformation. An awareness and appreciation of what you have opens your eyes and heart to more. This is a quote from the Prophet Muhammad. Gratitude for the abundance you have received is the best insurance that the abundance will continue. The journey towards transformation begins at gratitude. I challenge and encourage you for the next 30 days to write down 5 things you are grateful for. I guarantee by the end of 30 days, you have a hard time stopping at 5. Like attracts like. And so again, the simple concept is as I see the good and I speak about it and I acknowledge it and I embrace it and I expect it, you'll see more and more good. I love that quote. There's one from Tony Robbins. Oprah says the same thing. The more that you celebrate, the more you have to celebrate. Tony Robbins talks about as gratitude appears, fear disappears. And this quote from Prophet Muhammad, gratitude for the abundance you have received is the best insurance that abundance will continue. Gratitude isn't just about writing things down. I'm starting to sound like a poet right now, but this may sound like a platitude about gratitude. But your attitude, gratitude determines your attitude and your altitude. If you can see the good, even in the worst circumstance, and this isn't about being Pollyannish or denying people's responsibility or trying to pretend that something didn't happen. I'm not saying that at all. But, what's the old saying? In every cloud, there's a silver lining. That even in our most challenging circumstances, if you're standing on the other side of that circumstance, you're standing, there was something good. There was something that you were able to draw from that to where that situation didn't drag you down. It didn't drown you. It didn't overwhelm you. That you're still standing after the fact there was something good in that circumstance and you were able to build on that foundation to take you where you are today. Simple step. I, this year, committed to 365 days of gratitude. So every day on my Facebook page, I post, it didn't say how many things, but as you see in my book, I encourage you to write down 5 things that you're grateful for. So every day, this is my commitment for 2015, is to write down, I post it on Facebook, 5 things that I'm grateful for. And the challenge is to be honest. So many people want to put the right thing. So if you're come traditional church circumstance, you'll put like, I'm grateful for the Lord. I'm grateful for what the Lord done for me. And I don't mean to be disrespectful, but we all grateful for the Lord. We all grateful for what the Lord done for us. We're all grateful that God is good. We're all grateful. Okay, everybody's grateful for that. I want you to step outside of your comfort zone. What are you grateful for? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite food? What's your favorite activity? Who are your favorite people? What do you see around you that you take for granted? How many of you have got up and said, I am grateful that I can take a hot shower? Most of us just assume that we go in that bathroom and turn on that faucet, that hot water is going to come out. But that's not true everywhere. But you take it for granted that you slept in a bed last night. Are you grateful for that? That you live in a house? That the oxygen and nitrogen and hydrogen are the right mix so that we can breathe versus all of us being asphyxiated? Do you have food in your house? Do you have pots and pans? Do you have clothes to wear? Do you have friends that make you laugh? Do you have shows that make you laugh? Do you have books that still you and encourage you and empower you? Are you grateful that you didn't get in an accident, especially if you live here in L.A. where I do, and you're driving on the 405 or the 110 or the 5 or the 10 or the 710 or the 210 or the 55, and I think it's the 57. All of those freeways are accidents waiting to happen, and if you didn't get in an accident, you can be grateful that you survived the freeway today. And even if sometimes you have to take it as, I'm grateful that I did not bawl my boss out today. You know what? That is something to be grateful for. Step outside of that, out of religiosity and out of the you know, well, let me say what's correct. You know, you can look on my page. I put on there, I'm grateful for hot sex. I mean, I'm grateful for it. I love it, and I enjoy it, and I want to claim it. This isn't about what's right. This is about what's truly in your heart. What are you grateful for? I'm grateful my mother, even though she gets on my last nerve most times. I'm grateful she's getting ready to come up on her 79th birthday. And at 78 years old right now, she's never at home. I can never find her. My cousin's trying to get her to babysit. I'm like, should have made a reservation. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful my daughter going to college and working. I'm grateful. My cousin and her beautiful family. I'm grateful for my beautiful friend Denise. I'm grateful for my amazing husband Darvell. I have much to be grateful for. And I need to connect to that and to see the good that I have. Yeah, y'all know me. You know I'm in a challenging situation right now. I was out of work for a year, but you know what? I'm grateful I got laid off. That's how my book got published. And I'm grateful because it made room for me to expand and express parts of my life that hadn't been expanded and expressed in a long time. And so I'm still grateful. Gratitude is about seeing the good, receiving the good, embracing the good, acknowledging the good, and then making room for more good. I want to go to the last devotion in my book, which is also on gratitude, and read here some amazing quotes, which, of course, Oprah and Anthony Robbins, because I had said those already. Eileen Caddy, gratitude helps you to grow and expand. Gratitude brings joy and laughter into your life and into the lives of those around you. The more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. And that's a quote from Oprah Winfrey. When you are grateful, fear disappears and abundance appears. And that is a quote from Anthony Robbins. We began our journey with gratitude and we end in the same place. Gratitude is contagious. Get around grateful people, and you will find yourself developing an attitude of gratitude. One person's courageous act of gratitude inspired me. At a meeting with about 25 people, the last presenter ran around the room and told everyone why she was grateful for them. You could have heard a pin drop. The positive energy in the room grew exponentially, and the smiles that lingered on everyone's face was evidence of the power of gratitude. Based on her example, I sent out 3 cards expressing my gratitude. The first card went to Yvonne Foster and Lillian Adams. Their love and support for me during my short time as a pastor helped to keep me sane and grounded. My second letter of gratitude went out to Larry Flaherty, the advice and support he gave me in developing and creating my website. What are you grateful for? Have you expressed it? Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping in a present and not giving it. You're listening to my radio program live or you're listening to it on the archive. You've come to the journey towards transformation. Transformation is not just a bunch of happy thoughts, that there is action involved. And that initial action is to have the eyes to see the good. To take the time to express it, to write it down, to call up someone and tell them, I appreciate you, I'm grateful for you. And then to make gratitude your way of life. One of the things that I have instituted, I do have my 365 days of gratitude, and I write five things down every day that I'm grateful for. But one of the other things that I've done, following the example of another very wonderful Blog Talk Radio host, Rhea Wilkie, is that she said before she even gets out of bed, as she wakes up and she begins to start her day, she she begins to express what she's grateful for, that her very first action from opening her eyes is to express her gratitude. Now, I challenge most of us because for many of us, our very first action when we wake up or open our eyes is to check Facebook or check our email or go to one of our social media sites. But to make the foundation of your day, the first thing you do is you say, this is what I'm about today. Let that first thing that you are about every day be gratitude. And you can begin with something as simple as five things. But it is the truth that it is very hard for me to stop at five. Because there is so much good around. In the midst of challenges, in the midst of questions, in the midst of uncertainty, the good has always been there, and it'll never change. You know, Kevin Hart, the comedian, he says that at one time at his mother's funeral, there's a saying that they say in the traditional Black church, but everyone got it all mixed up. But the saying is, God is good and all the time. You know, God is good all the time. Oh, Lord, now I'm mixing it up. God is good. I think you say all the time, God is good. But the point is, God is good. Good is good. That's always around us, in a butterfly flying by, in a soft breeze, in a flower growing up through the concrete, in your favorite glass of lemonade, in my Aunt Patty's peach cobbler, in a good place to sleep, laughing with my friends, our lady friends. We have our ladies' night out. All of those things are good, and I see that as so because I have the eye for that. I have the heart. And so I want to challenge all of us today to take the time to be grateful. And so just for the next few minutes, I'm going to encourage us to be still, and I'm going to lead us in a gratitude meditation. To take the time to get focused. So close your doors, turn down any other things, turn your phone off, and let's just take a few minutes to be still, to quiet ourselves, to quiet our minds, and to take the time to do a gratitude meditation. And so as you get in that still place, let's just begin by taking three deep breaths. That means in through your belly and then out through your mouth. And from that still place, think of those things. Be open to those things for which to be grateful. My mind, of course, begins with a beautiful green field full of flowers. You choose, I'll take daisies today. And in that field are flying butterflies and hummingbirds. Blue sky all around, fresh air all around, the sound of birds singing all around. In this peaceful place, so much to be grateful for. Grateful to be alive. Grateful to be living, breathing, healthy, whole. Grateful to be developing yourself spiritually. That's why you're listening to this program and others like it. Grateful that you are loved and beloved. And grateful that all things are working together for your good. Grateful that everywhere you go, the presence of God is in you, as you, and through you. Grateful to be in God's good flow. Grateful that health and joy are the foundation of every relationship that you have. Grateful that you communicate words of healing, hope, and life. Grateful that all is well. Grateful that as you lay down and sleep, you sleep peacefully, your body rested your mind rested, your soul and spirit renewed and refreshed, grateful. Grateful for the simple things, like your favorite candies, Reese's and Almond Joys, Hershey's with almonds, so are mine. Grateful for the complicated things like molecules and neutrons and protons and electrons and mitochondria. Grateful for the simple things like your pet, like your favorite pair of PJs, like your favorite song, maybe your favorite place to eat. Grateful for complicated things like aerodynamics that keeps planes in the air, and the physics that keeps boats from sinking. Grateful. Grateful that good is surrounding you in all ways, every day, in all that you do. Grateful that doors are opening of favor, of grace, of opportunity. Grateful that you are ready to receive all your good and your greater good. Grateful that all things are working together for your good. Take a deep breath. And one more. Let me encourage you to see the good that is around you. It's one thing to say God is good and all the time God is good. It's another thing to live it. I encourage you all, write down 5 things that you're grateful for every day and share it. And make gratitude your attitude. And when a situation is presented, its reaction should be, I am grateful for this circumstance, and say why. I'm so grateful for this time that we had together. Remember, gratitude, let it start your day. Remember, the journey towards transformation begins with gratitude. I want to thank you for this time together. Remind you that next week I have my amazing guest, Clifton McKnight, and I look forward to being with you all then. Take care, and God bless.